The death of Queen Elizabeth II closes a chapter in British history that lasted 7 decades, and over that time, the Queen met 13 U.S. presidents. NPR's Don Gagne has highlights.
Princess Elizabeth landed in America for the first time in 1951, less than a year before she would become Queen. President Harry Truman met her on the tarmac.
And on behalf of the government and the people of the United States, I bid you a most hearty welcome.
She would return to the U.S. 6 years later as Queen, this time meeting President Eisenhower. Then, in 1961, Elizabeth hosted her first president.
The crowd surged forward for a look at President and Mrs. Kennedy as they arrived for a private dinner at the palace with Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip.
The audio is from the United States Information Service, but that visit by the Kennedys was widely reported to have been more than a bit awkward. In fact, it inspired the storyline for an episode of the Netflix series The Crown in 2017, with the drama enhanced, to be sure. That series showed the Queen getting word of dismissive comments uttered by Jackie Kennedy.
That she found Buckingham Palace second-rate, dilapidated, and sad, like a neglected provincial hotel.
The next president, Lyndon Johnson, is the only one Elizabeth did not meet. There's no definitive explanation as to why, but the meetings resumed with Richard Nixon. President Gerald Ford would welcome the Queen in a ceremony on the White House lawn. The occasion was America's bicentennial, marking its break with the crown.
Your Majesty, the wounds of our parting in 1776 healed long ago. Americans admire the United Kingdom as one of our truest allies and best friends.
The Queen described that past as long buried.
What is more important is that our shared language, traditions, and history have given us a common vision of what is right and just.
Jimmy Carter visited the palace a year later. Then it was Ronald Reagan, the president with whom the Queen seemed most comfortable. They went horseback riding together outside Windsor Castle. And Reagan later welcomed the Queen to his home state of California, including a dinner in her honor in San Francisco.
And ladies and gentlemen, happily and conscious of the honor that is ours tonight, I ask you to join me in a toast to Her Majesty the Queen.
President George H.W. Bush entertained the Queen on her next U.S. visit. He took her to a Major League Baseball game in Baltimore. The Queen even held a receiving line with players in the Orioles' dugout. Such moments are symbolic and more. While presidents discuss policy with British prime ministers, with the monarch, it's more about friendship and shared national values. Elizabeth met Bill Clinton 3 times. When George W. Bush was at the palace in 2003, the niceties of that visit were overshadowed by huge street demonstrations over the war in Iraq. 4 years later, Bush would host Elizabeth at the White House, where violinist Itzhak Perlman entertained at a state dinner. Proper etiquette is always paramount with the royals. Missteps do happen, though. When President and Michelle Obama were at the palace, at one point the First Lady put her arm around the Queen. An affectionate gesture, but hugging the monarch is not something you're supposed to do. Then there was President Trump's inspection of the Royal Guard on the palace grounds in 2019. It was an important ceremonial moment, and Trump seemed to cut right in front of the Queen, blocking her path. This is royal expert Richard Fitzwilliams talking to CNN.
Now, if you actually looked at the way that was handled, it appeared that the president was inadvertently, no doubt, blocking out the Queen.
British tabloids took great notice, but with both Mrs. Obama and President Trump, the Queen appeared not to take offense. Now to 2021, an economic summit brought President Biden to the UK. Every president before him who had met the Queen had also met Prince Philip, who died 2 months before Biden's visit. As he began a major speech to the summit, Biden used the moment to first pay tribute to the Queen's husband of 73 years.
Today would have been Prince Philip's 100th birthday. I know there are a lot of people feeling his absence today.
Days later, the Queen had Biden and the First Lady to the castle for tea. Afterward, Biden told reporters that she had been gracious and that she reminded him a bit of his own mother. He was the 13th U.S. president Elizabeth would meet. Don Gagne, NPR News.